She gets more vacation time than the president, for Christ's sakes.
Well, at least we're not busy. We'd be in a heck of a bind if Margie weren't here to answer the phone.
Well, we do have that one guy coming in today.
Right, the Bastille Day guy.
And here he is, right on time. Good morning, Mr. Winston.
Yes, it is a good morning. Is everything ready? Can I tell my driver he can go?
You bet. Just a little bit of paperwork and payment processing.
You take credit cards, right?
Well, the Discover Card network is down right now, but no one uses that anyway, right?
Splendid. Just a moment. I'm all set, Thomas. Meet me on Folly in 1 hour, and don't be late. He's actually pretty good. He never forgets to pick me up.
Before you go, go.
Wham!
Bam! Thank you, ma'am!
Yeah.
Are you two quite finished?
Sorry. Yeah. Steve-O, run this gentleman's credit card, will you? While I write up a postcard. 1789 France, huh?
Pretty dangerous place to be. Storming of the Bastille and all that.
C'est aujourd'hui le 14 juillet, uh-huh!
Yes. Well, it has some special significance to me and my family. I've researched it extensively, and I'll be fine.
Well, great. Just lick this stamp. There you go. And step through this door.
May I use your, facilities first? I'd rather not hold it until France. Disgusting sanitary conditions, you know?
Sure. Right over there.
Thanks.
Whose turn is it for pickup?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Fine.
One, two, three,
shoot!
Ha ha, rock, beat, scissors. You go.
Fine. Are you ready, Mr. Winston? Right through here. Our boys will outfit you, and I'll pick you up shortly.
I already have a ride.
I understand, but there's a bit of, let's say, debriefing to be done.
As long as you keep it short.
It depends.
Sit right down, open up your ears. Time to take you to a new destination. Tell you a tale that you won't believe. Gotta use a little imagination. Charlie and Steve both down on their luck, looking for a job to pay. Walking the streets, all help wanted sign. Went in to see what they had to say.
You look like two nice guys. Come on in and we'll give you a try.
We're an agency here of the traveling kind. Call It's About Time.
Another sweet tea, Charlie?
One more and I'll burst. Thanks, though.
No problem. Are you meeting someone here?
Supposed to be, but I'm getting worried. He's late.
He must be on folly time. I wouldn't worry about it.
He wasn't quite the folly type, if you take my meaning.
You mean he bathes?
He did smell rather flowery.
I'm here for Mr. Winston.
Yeah, me too. Care for a drink while we wait?
You mean he isn't here yet? I've never known him to be late.
Unless he's the late Mr. Winston.
That's not really funny.
Sorry. Sweet tea?
Sure.
Erica, another sweet tea, please. Put it on my tab.
You got it.
You work for Mr. Winston?
He uses my services regularly, but I work for myself.
Right. What does he do?
I've never been quite sure. Something financial, I believe. A trader, maybe?
Like Benedict Arnold?
No, like the guys on Wall Street.
Here's your tea, sir. And here's your bill, Charlie.
So what do we do?
I don't know. Anna never told us how to handle a client that just doesn't come back.
If he were in trouble, we'd get a postcard, though, right?
What if he couldn't get it delivered?
Well, I thought when the postcard expires, it should automatically bring him back.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
If only Anna were here. She'd know what to do.
Let's try Frick and Frack. Maybe they know.
Trevor and Philip? Yeah, I guess.
Guys? Hey, guys.
What's up, kiddies?
So, how much do you know about the postcards?
Enough. Why? Well, you know that guy we sent in yesterday? Mr. Winston? He hasn't come back yet.
And we're kind of worried. I mean, Bastille Day was a pretty dangerous time, wasn't it?
I'd say so. So was the fall of Rome and the first wedding dress sale at Filene's basement. What's your point?
I'm not sure now.
Our point is, well, what happens if he got in trouble and couldn't get the postcard delivered? Would he come back when it expired?
Certainly, sweet cheeks. That's how it typically works.
Dead or alive.
What? What does that mean?
It means that whether or not you're dead or alive, when that postcard expires, whatever's left of you returns back to the drop-off point. You mean Planet Follywood?
Well, that's where Anna usually sends them, but it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't? But I wrote the postcard myself, just the way Anna showed me.
Then that's where he'd go. I don't think you're even capable of screwing that up.
Gee, thanks.
So even if he died at the Bastille, he'd be back by now at Folly.
If he went to the Bastille, sure.
What do you mean?
He didn't go to France. His postcard was for New York.
I'm 100% sure I made that postcard outright.
Well, maybe we had an old one lying around and, I don't know, it got stuck or something.
Have you ever sent anyone back to New York?
Well, no.
Anyone who wanted to go and backed out at the last minute?
No.
And where the heck would a New York postcard come from?
I'm stumped. Can we help you?
I'm Detective Quirrell. This is Sergeant Jasper. You guys work here?
Squirrel?
What? Where?
There.
I said Quirrell. Which one of you is Hyphenbridge?
That would be him.
What's this about, Detective?
I'm investigating the disappearance of one Mr. Winston. Salvador Winston.
Salvador?
Well, hello, Dolly.
What?
Well, that's what his Amex said. Salvador Winston.
So you admit he was here?
Well, yeah, yesterday. Booked a trip. To France.
And when was he to leave?
He left yesterday.
Are you serious? We were told he was missing, that he was due back yesterday morning.
Well, yeah, he was.
So you're saying he was to go to France yesterday and be back the same day?
Well, you see, it's complicated.
Let me get this straight. He booked a trip yesterday, departed for France. What time was that?
Right after we opened, around 9.
And his driver says he was due on Folly Beach at 10? That makes no sense.
I told you it was complicated.
Did he actually leave for France?
Well, yeah, we saw him go.
What airline? Got any receipts, records of any kind?
Not an airline per se. And no, my record system is kind of down right now.
Told you to use Excel.
Quiet. I was working on this awesome MongoDB backend, but was getting compiler errors with my loading system.
That's a load, all right.
Gentlemen, focus.
Squirrel.
You don't mind if my sergeant takes a look around, do you?
No, I guess not.
So which way did Winston go when he left here?
Well, he didn't exactly leave here, but, well, he did go to France, or he was supposed to.
Supposed to?
We have reason to believe he might have gone to New York instead.
How do you figure that?
Well, our outfitters said he said something about going to New York.
Your outfitters? Can I speak to them?
Well, they're not here.
When will they be back?
They're really not allowed here. They're kind of like virtual assistants.
Think avatars, like in an immersive 3D video game?
With feathered boas?
So when Winston left here...
He didn't exactly leave, per se.
I'm getting nowhere with this. So explain to me how a man walks into your office for a trip to France and no one ever sees him leave. I've asked around, talked to a bunch of witnesses. No one ever saw him leave.
Well, you see...
Detective, look at this. A postcard.
Where'd you find that?
Looks like it's got Mr. Winston's name on it. Some stuff about France. 1789? And a stamp. What's going on?
Really, where did you find that?
It was in the trash bin. In the bathroom.
Hey guys, I'm back. What's going on?
Margie, thank God.
Sergeant Jasper, please escort these two gentlemen to the car. You boys are coming downtown with us to answer a few more questions.
What? No. Margie, you have to help us. Call a lawyer or something.
I know I should have stayed in Key West another week.
Any units in the area at Mercy Hospital report 38 outside the emergency entrance. Got anything to eat, man?
Go away.
He's got a point. I'm pretty hungry. Think they have vegan options?
They starve you to make you break. Don't give in to the man.
And don't listen to this guy.
What are you in for?
I was giving some tourists a ride around the market, and some cop heard me telling them about the history of the place. Busted by the man.
Government control, huh? I hear
you. Will you leave us alone for just a minute?
Fine. But mark my words, they'll try everything in the book to wear you down.
What are we gonna do, Charlie?
Well, hopefully Margie will get us out of here.
But that doesn't solve the problem of Mr. Winston.
Salvador.
Yeah. They'll never believe we sent him back in time and lost him.
Look, aside from the guy being AWOL, no crime has been committed. The worst they can do is hold us for a while, try to scare us a bit, and then let us go. Just keep calm.
What makes you think you know so much? Were you binge-watching Law & Order?
I've spent plenty of time in the legal system with the former Mrs. Hyphenbridge.
That's divorce court, for Christ's sakes.
Dude, you need to chill out, yo. Got any gummy bears or anything?
Look, just don't say anything about time travel or portals or...
Oh, no. Isabel.
What about her?
She's going to worry when I don't come home.
I'm sure she can take care of herself. Why didn't you call her before they locked us up?
Funny. You know she can't answer the phone.
Can't? Or won't?
Hyphenbridge, Marino, we have a visitor. 2 minutes.
Guys, what happened?
It's a long story.
Use small words. I'll piece it together.
Client went to France.
But he went to New York instead.
We think.
Yeah, we think.
Charlie went to Planet Hollywood.
But the client didn't.
We think.
We know.
No.
Yes.
So now he's missing and they think we're responsible for, I don't know.
Kidnapping or something.
We gotta find Mr. Winston and get this whole thing cleared up.
All right, I'll see what I can do. I left a message for Rana, but I don't know if she can get it. She's been pretty deep in hiding.
You could maybe worry about us for a while.
You always worry me.
Thanks.
No problem. I'll see what I can do. I'll start with Trevor and Philip.
You got any M&Ms, lady?
Go fish. Bye, boys.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Well, how are we supposed to get in there with all the police tape, Miss Margie?
Well, if you can promise not to burn the place down, I suggest you slip in through the AC duct on the roof, unlock the service door, and let me in. Then we'll go talk to Trevor and Philip.
Well, I was going to watch Dancing with the Stars tonight, but... Okay, I suppose I can DVR it.
Get up there, Rick. And be careful.
It's awfully dark in here, Miss Margie.
Leave the lights off. Don't want to attract attention. Come on and follow me. Take my hand. My hand, Rick.
Sorry, Miss Margie. I thought for a minute you were wearing mittens.
Trevor! Philip, are you up?
We're up for anything. Care to party, Margie? How about the Copacabana 1955?
No time.
Baby, we got all the time in the world, and then some.
Yeah, well, I don't. Steve and Charlie are being held by the police because of this Winston guy, and you were the last to see him.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Who knew he'd pull a fast one?
And you didn't tell me.
What do you mean?
Charlie wrote him a postcard for France. But he apparently already had a postcard for New York. Heck, we didn't know.
Yeah, we just processed them. The postcard was all filled out legit.
So, why wouldn't he have come back by now?
Well, the postcard doesn't have to be written out to return you a few minutes later. I mean, some travelers like to give themselves a little more leeway.
Don't touch that, Rick. I was just trying it on. The feathers are itchy, though.
Rick, please. So you're saying he just might not have come back yet?
It's entirely possible.
So we should just stake out Planet Hollywood.
They don't have to return there, you know. That's just Anna's preferred spot. Make sure the clientele don't run into themselves.
That would be a bad thing.
Well, that's a relief, at least. Come on, Rick, let's go to the station and tell the boys. We better let Anna know, too. There's something fishy here. But thanks, guys.
Our pleasure, doll. And when you're ready to party...
I'll take over here for a bit, Sam.
Oh, crap! The cops are out there!
What do we do, Miss Margie?
Well, I have a postcard and a couple of stamps in my purse, just in case. Ever been to New York?
Okay, Shop 051 has two suspects detained now. I'll try and get a,
No, Elvis Presley, Jailhouse Rock. How can you not know that?
Dude, I'm like 20 years old. Don't talk to me about no Gramps music. Just let me sleep, will ya?
Just one more.
Leave him be, Steve. They'll be coming around to question us some more, I bet.
Because that's what they do on Hill Street Blues?
Well, Andy Griffith, actually. Look, we need to figure this thing out.
Fine. So how does a time traveler go missing?
What if he died?
Philip said you come back dead or alive. Yeah. And despite the smell, there was no dead body in the Follywood bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he slipped out without me seeing him?
Did he slip out?
No. I mean, I got there right away, got a parking space right in front. I mean, when does that happen?
And then he would have had to have gotten past the driver as well? Does the bathroom have a back entrance?
No.
So a guy wants to go to France, but he tosses the postcard and comes up with his own to take him to New York. He tells his driver to meet him in an hour, but doesn't show up.
Why? I don't know.
Maybe he called Uber for a ride. Stick it to the man.
Hey, maybe.
That's stupid. He never arrived at the drop-off. It doesn't matter who was going to pick him up. He was a no-show.
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be something we're missing.
Just a few more questions, Thomas, then you're free to go.
Sure thing, Detective.
So, you've been running this limo service for...
About 10 years. 11 in May.
And surely you've been stood up before for rides. Why report this one?
Because Mr. Winston, he isn't like that. He sticks to a plan like clockwork. If he's got a 7 o'clock flight, he has to be at the airport at exactly 6 o'clock. He gets fidgety otherwise.
Was he fidgety when you dropped him off at the travel agency?
No, sir. Cool as a cucumber.
How was he planning on getting from the agency to your pickup spot?
You mean Planet Follywood? He didn't really say. I assumed he'd do some business with them and maybe they'd give him a ride over.
Yet when you got there, Mr. Hyphenbridge was already there and there was no sign of Mr. Winston.
That's right.
Anything odd about the way Mr. Hyphenbridge was acting?
Not at first, no. But the more I talked to him about his travel agency, the more evasive he got. Like he had something to hide.
Come in.
Sir? It's Mr. Winston, sir. He's been found. That is to say, his body has been found.
Oh, my.
I see. Well, Thomas, thank you for your time. We'll be in touch.
I'm too young to go to jail.
Well, how old do you need to be?
You know what I mean? Charlie, they're charging us with murder.
It's clearly a mistake. We'll get a lawyer and this whole thing will get worked out. You'll see.
How can you believe that? People get railroaded by the legal system all the time. They just want someone to pin it on so they can wrap it up with a bow and show the public they all deserve raises.
Man, you have a bad view of law enforcement.
They better not tase me, bro.
Someone needs to lay off the YouTuber.
I'm just saying.
Gentlemen, your lawyer is here. Come with me.
Our lawyer?
Margie must have come through. Oh, I could kiss her right now.
Really? Yeah.
Sit down, guys.
Hi, I'm Steve, and this is my...
I know who you are. It's me.
Anna?
Anna, it is you.
You're pretty good with the disguises.
Enough small talk. We need to be quick.
Are you okay? We've barely seen you. We've been worried.
Yeah, Branch hasn't found you yet, has he?
Not yet, but I don't know. I have a bad feeling. First things first. What happened?
Well, you see, it's,
it really is a huge misunderstanding.
Not our fault. There's
none
nothing
of this
that,
was meant
there
to
was
happen.
Just this guy.
One at a time.
All right. We sent this guy Winston back to France. Only, he didn't go to France.
He had his own postcard, we think.
And he went to New York.
He never showed up at Planet Follywood, and now they tell us he's been found.
Dead.
Yes. I spoke briefly with the detective. Apparently he was stabbed to death and his body was stuffed in a dumpster on Rutledge. He had our business card in his pocket.
In a dumpster? Wait, but I live on Rutledge.
I know that, Steve. And so do the police.
It's really big.
Yes, I know.
How are we going to find a guy in a city this big?
Well, if Trevor and Philip did the job right, we've arrived within a few minutes of Winston. He can't have gotten too far.
We should try the train station.
What? Why?
Well, when I'm in a new place, I like to look at a map. And the train station always has maps.
That's actually pretty smart, Rick.
I won't let it go to my head. Though if you were really impressed, you might, I don't know, maybe kiss me or something?
Let's not get carried away. Maybe if you actually find Winston.
There he is.
Funny. Nice try, Rick.
No, really. That guy walking into the train station right now. He looks just like Trevor said he would.
Holy crap, you're right. Come on.
What about my kiss? He can wait.
Hey, Mr. Winston, wait up.
Look out. You're gonna get run over.
Who knew traffic would be so bad? Has it always been like this?
Guess they never heard of a crosswalk.
Come on, down here. There he is. Wait!
Leave me alone.
Mr. Winston, where...
I told you. I can't say any more. Please leave me be.
Wait, what? What are you...
Please, Miss Knoll. He'll kill me. You don't know him.
How do you know my name? Have we met?
I have to go now. And get out of here before he finds you.
Mr. Winston, wait! What's the matter?
So, what do we do, Anna?
Well, for one thing, don't panic. I'm sure I can get this cleared up.
But they don't care about it getting cleared up. They just want a conviction.
Steve, enough with the conspiracy theories. No one is getting convicted around here without my say-so.
Yes, Anna.
Now then, there's more to this than meets the eye. I'll talk to Margie and see what we can come up with.
Margie? She went to go talk with Trevor and Philip.
Good. That's where I would have started myself. You can learn a lot from that woman.
Yeah. How to scare away cockroaches.
How to make even a dog hate life.
How to make the electric chair seem like a luxury recliner.
Electric chair?
Charlie.
Sorry.
Wait. Is South Carolina a death sentence state?
It's not even a complete sentence state.
Look, I have to go. I'll stop at the desk on the way out. I'll make sure you get some food. I'll get you out of this. Somehow.
Two nice guys getting real sci-fi. Making trouble of an ancient kind. If you get impatient, just keep in mind that it's about time.
All right, officer. I'll be in touch. Damn it. What am I going to do?
Care to buy a flower, ma'am?
No, no thank you.
Are you sure? It's your favorite kind.
You... What are you doing here?
I've been looking for you, Anna. But apparently I've been going about it all the wrong way. It's always so much easier when you just come to me.
You know I'll never give it to you, Branch.
It doesn't matter so much whether you give it to me or whether I take it. But I will have it, my dear. You're coming with me. Now. Oh. And happy anniversary, darling.
Ooh, that Branch is a nasty one, isn't he? Hi, everybody, I'm Charlie James, and on behalf of Stephen Cardinal and the entire cast and crew of It's About Time, I want to thank you all for downloading and tuning in and making our first season such a huge success, and want to remind you that Season 2 is just a couple of weeks away. But until then, also want you to enjoy several of the behind-the-scenes segments that we have coming out for you. So once again, thank you so much for tuning in to It's About Time.
You have been listening to the Cardinal James Show's production of It's About Time. For more information and to follow us on social media, please visit our website at itsabouttimetravelagency.com. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes. It's About Time, starring Charlie James and Stephen Cardinal, was produced and directed by Stephen Cardinal and Charlie James. Written by Stephen Cardinal, Charlie James, Rob Britt, and Douglas Clinton. Sound editing and engineering by Charlie James. Featuring the voice talents of Ryan Ehlert, Layla Auld, Maggie Borden, Deb Britt, Rob Britt, Sarah Wallace Craven, Chris Fabian, Raul Ceballos, Sheila Kern, and Victoria Vaughn. Theme song by The Dunder Chiefs. Artwork by Sheila Kern. Thank you for listening to It's About Time.